Some post-secondary students are back on campus in person, but most are learning from home this year. Regardless, tuition is on the rise for post-secondary students in Canada. People have been able to use the Registered Education Savings Program for years to help offset the cost, but a lot of parents just don't set one up for a whole bunch of different reasons or don't max it out. Canada Life thinks employers might be able to help. The company has introduced a new RESP employment benefit, and Ryan Weiss is here to talk about it. He is Canada Life's Vice President of Product and Experience. Hi there, Ryan.
Hi there, Bruce. Thanks for having me today.
The RESP has been around since 1998. So for parents, for grandparents, for anyone else who believes in the importance of education, give us the refresher on how this works.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, we know that RESP is probably one of the best ways to save for your kids' post-secondary education. It's tax deferred, and the money that you put in is going to be eligible for a grant from the government. And they'll kick in kind of $1 for every $5 you put in, up to a maximum of $500 a year grant. And so it's a really great return right out of the gate. And then on top of that, that money is going to be taxed at the students' rate when they come out, and that means that they're going to have generally lower tax bills when they do that. So it's a great program to help people save and put that kind of on autopilot.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing the commercial for me because I'm getting tired of it. I've done that commercial 18,000 times. I am a big believer. What struck me about the Canada Life news is it's a new way in for employees to work alongside their employers to up participation rates. Tell us about the Canada Life program.
You know, we were doing quite a lot of research in how we can get more value and get people more excited about saving for wealth, right? And so one of the big things was their kids' education. And when we did our research, Bruce, I'm sure you've kind of noted the same thing. It's a lot of people just, it's daunting to get into the process. When I opened one a couple years ago, it's you get about an inch worth of paperwork stuck in front of you with a bunch of sign here stickers. And it's a lot of work. So most people get that through, you know, maybe going to a retail banking institution, and it's tough for them to kind of make that a priority.
What's the enrollment process for this?
So what we've done is we've digitized it completely, which means, you know, you go onto our website, and if you're a member through your employer plan, it's totally simple. It took me about 3 minutes when I did it. And it asks you a bunch of easy questions, like instead of, you know, the complicated wording, like named beneficiary, it just says, tell us about your student, tell us about your child. And start to finish, you know, you touch no paper, you touch no pen, we have digital signatures, and we compile all the grant applications, all the work behind the scenes, and send that off to the government. And like I said, get you in about 3 minutes, super easy.
Is there a way for the employer to match those contributions? Because we know in a lot of companies, that's the way they sweeten retirement benefits.
Right.
Can that happen here on the RESP?
It can, but it's a little different than retirement because there's a taxability issue to it, right? So that would be a taxable benefit to the employee, but it's possible. But in our words, really, this is about getting more people just access to that government grant because, you know, RESPs are underutilized. People aren't getting their maximum amounts and they're not applying when really they should start early enough. So for us, we're just happy if more people get access to that grant money and any employer matches that they put in, that would be gravy.
What type of products is the contribution? Are the contributions invested in?
So we've got two primary vehicles, and you know, probably 99% of people, it makes more sense to go into one of them, and that being, we call it our target date education fund. So probably you're, you know, familiar with these kind of target date funds when you're going into retirement, where we kind of adjust your risk profile as you get closer towards that retirement, bringing you into a more conservative investment just to make sure the capital is preserved. It's a very same principle that we're doing, except that when you put in your child's kind of year that they're going to start post-secondary schooling, so they're 18 or 19 years old, that's what we're really gliding down to. And that means that kind of earlier on, you're investing a little bit higher risk, higher return assets, some equities and such. And towards the end, it's a bigger mix of fixed income to kind of put all that on autopilot for people, and they don't have to worry about their risk profiles for the assets.
And what's the fee? What's the management expense ratio on those products? You won't be surprised that I asked that question because I've been beating that drum for a decade.
So a couple of things. We did a lot of research and we wanted to make sure that, like an employer plan, we want to make sure that you can bring those assets together in a bit more scale. That's really why people have employer plans, to get some better value for their expenses, right? So our target date education fund comes in at 1.5% or 150 basis points. That's the all-in fee. And there's really no hidden fees behind it. There's no early withdrawal fees. There's no penalties for not contributing a certain amount. There's nothing like that kind of on the tail end of things. So it's your all-in 150 basis points, 1.5%. And that gets you all of your expenses for that kind of autopilot fund I talked about.
What happens if the employee quits and goes somewhere else or is fired and goes somewhere else?
Yeah, so two options for them. I mean, they can certainly take it to another institution. It's easy to get it withdrawn and transferred. Or probably even easier, you can just keep it on file with Canada Life. We'd be happy to kind of do that on a more individual basis. And you don't have to change anything. It's the same website, same set of funds, same fees. And you can just keep contributing and kind of growing those funds up until your children need it.
One of the ways employers have been increasing participation rates in other programs, such as, you know, group RRSPs, is, and in particular in the US, they do this, is auto enrollment. Could you do that here? As soon as you notice someone looks overtired from a teething child, you could assume that they have a newborn in the house, and then you just auto enroll them in this.
Yeah, it's something we can look at. I'm not sure we can be quite so forceful, but we are definitely letting people know when they're at that life cycle, right? At that life stage, you know, there's other information we'll know about people because they're going to add a new child for them to pay their dental claim or to pay their drug claim, right? And that's the perfect time to let them know that it's not too early to get started on saving for your kids' educations, right? And even $50 a month makes a big difference.
How broadly do you expect pickup on this to be? I mean, we're having this conversation. A lot of people don't work at big corporations, or they work at corporations who aren't so forward thinking on benefits. Do you need my listeners to put a call into HR?
Well, it's certainly available to everybody that we'd have on our Canada Life block right now. But it doesn't need to just be for large organizations. So, you know, right up to your small employer who might have some benefits with us, it is available to everyone right now. And that's really, really exciting. We're the only one to have it right now in an employer space. And so certainly would encourage anyone who's interested, talk to their administrator, talk to their HR professional, and we are happy to have that conversation.
RESPs. Ryan, thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. It's great to be on.
Ryan Weiss is Vice President at Canada Life. He was here to talk about I'd call it innovative. I'd give it the label innovative, a new way to help Canadians save for their kids' post-secondary education.